This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on Tuesday laid flowers at a makeshift memorial in front of the Canadian Parliament. It was for 215 Indigenous students whose remains were discovered last week at the site of the former boarding school. The grim find at the site of the Kamloops Indian Residential School was announced last week. Until 1969, the school was part of a network of boarding schools set up in the late 19th century to forcibly assimilate the country's Indigenous peoples. Trudeau observed several minutes of silence and knelt before the heaps of children's shoes and toys making up the memorial. He also spoke briefly with an Indigenous passerby. Trudeau later tweeted a message saying, quote, "This is a painful reminder of what took place at residential schools and the impact still felt today. We cannot hide from this. We have to own up to it." Canadian lawmakers were to hold a debate Tuesday on future policies affecting Indigenous people. U.S. President Joe Biden was in Tulsa, Oklahoma on Tuesday to commemorate the centennial of the Tulsa Race Massacre, a white mob's terrifying 1921 destruction of a black community that left some 300 people dead and 10,000 homeless after 2 days of violence. The residents and my fellow Americans, this was not a riot. This was a massacre. And the audience broke into applause. Mr. Biden noted that there had been a collective effort after the event to erase it from history and from memory, noting that for years, Oklahoma children were not taught about it in schools. But President Biden said such events must be remembered. You can find more on both of these stories at our website, voanews.com. We also have a app that you can download to your mobile device and take us with you. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said at the outset of a visit to Central America on Tuesday that democracy and human rights are being undermined in many parts of the region. Blinken headed to San Jose, Costa Rica on Tuesday for talks with leaders from Central America and Mexico. He's expected to discuss migration with his counterparts as they gather for an annual meeting of the 8-member Central American Integration System. It's an economic and political association of all Central American countries, plus the Dominican Republic. A State Department official told reporters last week that Secretary Blinken plans on a very frank and honest exchange of views with his Central American counterparts, noting that good governance and rule of law are two of the issues that drive migration. European Union government and parliament negotiators reached a deal Tuesday on rules that will force large multinational companies to disclose how much revenue and tax they pay in the EU and how much they pay in countries that the EU considers tax havens. The new law, proposed by the European Commission in 2016, is part of the EU's efforts to fight tax avoidance by large international companies at a time when the EU badly needs cash to finance an economic recovery after the COVID-19 pandemic. The U.S. pullout from Afghanistan is speeding up, with military planners saying almost half of the U.S. forces and equipment have been sent home or destroyed. U.S. Central Command on Tuesday said the withdrawal is between 30 and 44% complete, and that six facilities have now been turned over to Afghan security forces, with more bases likely to be handed over in the coming days and weeks. CENTCOM said just last week that the withdrawal was close to 25% complete. In testimony before lawmakers in Washington, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said the withdrawal is proceeding slightly ahead of pace. The former Minneapolis police officer convicted of murder in last year's death of George Floyd is scheduled to make an initial appearance in federal court for allegedly violating Floyd's civil rights. Derek Chauvin was expected to appear in court via video conference today from Minnesota's maximum security prison in Oak Park Heights, where he's being held as he awaits sentencing for murder. The federal charges allege Chauvin violated Floyd's rights as he restrained him face down while he was handcuffed and not resisting. Chauvin's attorney said during his murder trial that the officer's actions were reasonable. Chauvin is also charged in a second indictment, alleging he violated the rights of a 14-year-old boy in 2017. Again, more on all of the stories we're covering today at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.